American Language Course, Book 22, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1 and repeat some words and sentences as you look at the pictures.
Number 1. Bear. Bear. Jim is using his bare hands to lift the wood. He's not using gloves. Jim is using his bare hands to lift the wood. He's not using gloves. Number 2. Scissors. Scissors. Ruth uses scissors to cut cloth. Ruth uses scissors to cut cloth. Number 3. Clockwise. Clockwise. She's turning the light bulb in a clockwise direction to put it in. She's turning the light bulb in a clockwise direction to put it in. Number 4. Counterclockwise. Counterclockwise. She's turning the light bulb in a counterclockwise direction to take it out. She's turning the light bulb in a counterclockwise direction to take it out. Number 5. Tip. Tip. The nail has a head and a tip. The tip is the point of the nail. The nail has a head and a tip. The tip is the point of the nail. Number 6. Aim. Aim. Her aim is to be successful at her job. Her aim is to be successful at her job.
Look at Figure 1 again. Listen to a sentence. Put the number of the sentence under the picture it matches.
Number 1. To tighten something, turn it in a clockwise direction. To tighten something, turn it in a clockwise direction. Number 2. I need some scissors to cut this. I need some scissors to cut this. Number 3. To loosen something, turn it in a counterclockwise direction. To loosen something, turn it in a counterclockwise direction. Number 4. He isn't wearing gloves. He's using his bare hands. He isn't wearing gloves. He's using his bare hands. Number 5. Be careful. The tip is very sharp. Be careful. The tip is very sharp. Number 6. Her aim is to be a success. Her aim is to be a success.
Let's check your answers.
Picture 1 is 4. He isn't wearing gloves. He's using his bare hands. Picture 2 is 2. I need some scissors to cut this. Picture 3 is 1. To tighten something, turn it in a clockwise direction. Picture 4 is 3. To loosen something, turn it in a counterclockwise direction. Picture 5 is 5. Be careful, the tip is very sharp. Picture 6 is 6. Her aim is to be a success.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the dialogues that contain shifting stress. Place a stress mark above the syllable that is stressed in the bold-faced word. Look at the example. Do you like the room upstairs?
Yes, it's a nice upstairs room.
The second syllable in the word upstairs is stressed in the question since it contains main information stress. In the answer, the stress changes to the first syllable since it comes before main information stress. Now do the rest of the sentences in the dialogues the same way. Place a stress mark above the syllable that is stressed in the bold-faced word in each sentence. Are you going downtown?
Yes, I'm taking a downtown bus.
Did you put some carpet outdoors?
Yes, we bought some outdoor carpet.
Will you stay overnight?
Yes, I'll just take an overnight bag.
Let's check your stress marks.
In number 1, the second syllable in the word downtown is stressed. In the answer, the first syllable is stressed. In number 2, the second syllable in the word outdoors is stressed. In the answer, the first syllable is stressed. In number 3, the third syllable in the word overnight is stressed. In the answer, the first syllable is stressed.
Look at figure 2 again. This time, listen to each of the questions and then answer the question. Be sure to use the correct stress in your answer. Let's begin. Are you going downtown? Did you put some carpet outdoors? Will you stay overnight? Now this time, you read the first line of each dialogue and listen to the answer. Be sure to use the correct stress in the question. All right, ask the first question now.
Yes, I'm taking a downtown bus. Yes, we bought some outdoor carpet. Yes, I'll just take an overnight bag.
Listen to a dialogue about the purposes of tools and materials. What's a drill used for?
It's used to drill holes.
Can I use it to drill holes in wood?
Yes, you can drill holes in wood and also in metal.
Now look at figure 3. This is the dialogue you've just heard. Listen to the questions and give the answers. What's a drill used for? Can I use it to drill holes in wood? Let's do that again. Listen to the questions and give the answers. What's a drill used for? Can I use it to drill holes in wood? Look at Figure 4. This time, you ask the questions and then listen to the answers. All right, ask the questions now.
It's used to drill holes. Yes, you can drill holes in wood and also in metal.
Now listen to another dialogue about tools and materials.
Which sandpaper should I use on this, fine or coarse?
For this rough surface, I'd use coarse and then fine.
It'll feel smooth after I finish sanding it.
Yes, it will. If you need more sandpaper, I have some.
Now look at Figure 5. This is the same dialogue you've just heard. Listen to the sentences and give the response.
Which sandpaper should I use on this, fine or coarse? It'll feel smooth after I finish sanding it.
Let's do that again. Listen to the sentences and give the responses.
Which sandpaper should I use on this, fine or coarse? It'll feel smooth after I finish sanding it.
Look at Figure 6. This time, you say the first lines of the dialogue and then listen to the responses. All right, begin the dialogue now.
For this rough surface, I'd use coarse and then fine. Yes, it will. If you need more sandpaper, I have some.
Look at Figure 7. You will hear a text two times. Listen to the text and take notes in words and phrases. After you have taken notes, write a short summary of the text. Now listen and take notes.
My name is Roger Smith. I retired with the rank of Major from the United States Army 3 years ago. I was in the Army for 25 years. I learned so many things while I was in the Army. I learned about the world and people. Because I was in the Army, I traveled all over the world and made many friends. If I got sick, there was always someone to take care of me or my family. If I had to go somewhere without my family, I always knew that some Army personnel would take care of them.
Listen again to the text and continue taking notes.
My name is Roger Smith. I retired with the rank of Major from the United States Army 3 years ago. I was in the Army for 25 years. I learned so many things while I was in the Army. I learned about the world and people. Because I was in the Army, I traveled all over the world and made many friends. If I got sick, there was always someone to take care of me or my family. If I had to go somewhere without my family, I always knew that some Army personnel would take care of them.
Now read your notes and write a summary of them on the lines provided. After lab, look at the answer page for this tape and check your summary. Now, listen to a safety expert talk about safety in the workshop.
Safety in a workshop is mainly a matter of developing a safety attitude. Even a simple operation like hammering a nail can result in an accident. There is no way a loose hammerhead can be called safe. If you use it, it's going to fly off sometime. Tighten the wedge on a hammer if the head is the least bit loose. Always check your tools before using them. Greasy or worn tools are a hazard, so tools must be kept clean. Handsaws have their own do's and don'ts. Keep saws sharp. If a saw is dull, turn it in for sharpening. When you select a saw, be sure it's the right one for the right job, and then let the saw do the work. Don't force it, but using both hands, lead the saw through long, even strokes. To keep saws sharp and safe, don't leave them around when you're through. Remember, keep cutting edges sharp on your tools. Keep tools in good condition. Handle tools safely. You'll save time on your work by taking time for maintenance. Maintaining tools speeds up your work and is part of the job. Proper maintenance is part of safety. Use sharp tools only. They work more accurately and faster. But the most important point is they're safer. The time you spend on sharpening a tool is an investment in your safety. Don't take chances. Take time to put on some extra eye protection when it's needed. Never think, I won't use goggles this time. Develop the habit of thinking safety all the time, and you'll avoid accidents.
Listen again. Be ready to answer these questions. What is safety in a workshop mainly? What should you always do before using your tools? What is most important when using a handsaw? What is part of safety? How can accidents be avoided? Now listen.
Safety in a workshop is mainly a matter of developing a safety attitude. Even a simple operation like hammering a nail can result in an accident. There is no way a loose hammerhead can be called safe. If you use it, it's going to fly off sometime. Tighten the wedge on a hammer if the head is the least bit loose. Always check your tools before using them. Greasy or worn tools are a hazard, so tools must be kept clean. Handsaws have their own do's and don'ts. Keep saws sharp. If a saw is dull, turn it in for sharpening. When you select a saw, be sure it's the right one for the right job, and then let the saw do the work. Don't force it, but using both hands, lead the saw through long, even strokes. To keep saws sharp and safe, don't leave them around when you're through. Remember, keep cutting edges sharp on your tools. Keep tools in good condition. Handle tools safely. You'll save time on your work by taking time for maintenance. Maintaining tools speeds up your work and is part of the job. Proper maintenance is part of safety. Use sharp tools only. They work more accurately and faster. But the most important point is they're safer. The time you spend on sharpening a tool is an investment in your safety. Don't take chances. Take time to put on some extra eye protection when it's needed. Never think, I won't use goggles this time. Develop the habit of thinking safety all the time, and you'll avoid accidents.
Look at Figure 8. Listen to questions and write the answers. Number 1. What is safety in a workshop mainly? Number two, what should you always do before using your tools? Number three, what is most important when using a handsaw? Number four, what is part of safety? Number five, how can accidents be avoided? Let's check your answers. Number one, what is safety in a workshop mainly? A matter of developing a safety attitude. Number two, what should you always do before using your tools? Always check them before using them. Number three, what is most important when using a handsaw? Keep it sharp. Number four, what is part of safety? Proper maintenance is part of safety. Number five, how can accidents be avoided? By developing the habit of thinking safety all the time. Listen to the passage one more time and look at your answers.
Safety in a workshop is mainly a matter of developing a safety attitude. Even a simple operation like hammering a nail can result in an accident. There is no way a loose hammerhead can be called safe. If you use it, it's going to fly off sometime. Tighten the wedge on a hammer if the head is the least bit loose. Always check your tools before using them. Greasy or worn tools are a hazard, so tools must be kept clean. Handsaws have their own do's and don'ts. Keep saws sharp. If a saw is dull, turn it in for sharpening. When you select a saw, be sure it's the right one for the right job, and then let the saw do the work. Don't force it, but using both hands, lead the saw through long, even strokes. To keep saws sharp and safe, don't leave them around when you're through. Remember, keep cutting edges sharp on your tools. Keep tools in good condition. Handle tools safely. You'll save time on your work by taking time for maintenance. Maintaining tools speeds up your work and is part of the job. Proper maintenance is part of safety. Use sharp tools only. They work more accurately and faster. But the most important point is, they're safer. The time you spend on sharpening a tool is an investment in your safety. Don't take chances. Take time to put on some extra eye protection when it's needed. Never think, I won't use goggles this time. Develop the habit of thinking safety all the time, and you'll avoid accidents.
This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 22.